And so who better to teach somebody who is in fight or flight mode, as I talked about, freeze or fawn, the language, the terminology, who better to do that than someone who's actually been through it? And I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, when you come out of the fire carrying a bucket for the next person, that's what I want it to be.
All right, Tammy, it's so great to have you here today. Everyone, I'm excited to introduce you to Tammy Adcock. We are here to spotlight her as a certified high conflict divorce coach and the founder of Empower Voices. We're going to learn what she's building, and she's just going to share a little bit of her journey. So welcome again, Tammy. Great to see you today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that.
Now, you know what? I love how you dove right into the tough conversations, because I know that's what you're all about. Can you share with us why you're wearing blue today? Because I just loved how you also highlighted that for me, too.
Yes, today is Child Abuse Awareness. Actually, it's the whole month, but today on the 4th is Wear Blue to show that you support finding ways to prevent and bring awareness to child abuse.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. And for the, like, jumping into what you do as a certified high conflict divorce coach and also Empower Voices, can you, I'd love to hear what your backstory is. Like, you know, what inspired you to, number one, become like a divorce coach, and then also found, starting up Empower Voices, which I understand you just started in December.
Yes. So what led me, again, many people that get into our profession, whether it be counseling, a therapist, coaching, comes from some kind of life experience, and I'm no different. I went through a high conflict divorce and custody battle that lasted over a decade. There was not a lot of talk about narcissism, domestic abuse, back when my case started. It just wasn't talked about. And until the Me Too campaign came out and was spotlighting more areas of abuse, that still was not a topic to be spoken about. And so I just felt like when I was given the opportunity to become a coach, I thought, hey, this might just help me in my own case. You know, maybe I'll do it as a business, maybe I won't. But I just felt that when I did start, that was the time to have my voice heard. There was a lot of talk in the media about it. And so I just felt like I had done all my own research. I had had to advocate for myself and my children. And so who better to teach somebody who is in fight or flight mode, as I talked about, freeze or fawn, the language, the terminology, who better to do that than someone who's actually been through it? And I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, when you come out of the fire carrying a bucket for the next person, that's what I wanted to be. And so that's how Adcock Coaching came about. But the more I coached and the more stories that I heard that were just like mine, all over the place. I mean, I've talked to people in Sweden. I've talked to people in the United Kingdom. Just TikTok really opened that area for me. But I realized that there is enough about the sad part, but what's about the empowering part? What is the healing part? So that led me to create a mini series. There's about 14 videos about, I called it Strength Found, and that's where I shared my story. And man, the comments that I got coming back was just what I needed to start Empower Voices. And so again, I'm kind of meticulous about things. I just really said, you know, I want that right name. I've heard other things about empowerment, but it was just really important for me about not silencing voices. Mm-hmm. And so with that, then I also created the teenage side that we'll probably get into a little bit later.
Sure. I mean, well, now's a good time. I'd love to hear more about that.
Well, you had mentioned about the two big projects that I'm working on. As you know, Empowered Voices just started in December, but it's been a long time in the making. And so my focus was, do we really want to wait until they become college students, where we see a lot of college domestic violence, where many colleges are now making that part of their programs, their curriculum? I wanted to start with the high school age, because you don't know what you don't know. Many kids don't want to really listen to what maybe their parents or grandparents have to say about relationships, because, they're at the age where we don't know anything.
Right.
And so, if you've really sat down and thought, like, okay, let me give you a scenario. Does this look like healthy or does this look like unhealthy? And then getting their feedback and their thoughts on it. So that's the big project that I am rolling out is it's called Empower Teens, and I'll be working with high school age kids that have been picked in an application process that have like those leadership skills. And the reason I went for that is because guess what? Follow the leader. People, the youth are going to follow somebody that they look up to. And so it's going to be a day with high school teenagers of a photo shoot, pizza, who doesn't like pizza, and
Exactly.
just going through scenarios. And it's then ending the day with a just basically their laws to go by in high school. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say I don't feel comfortable being touched, or whatever the case is for them. And so that's the project that I'm currently working on right now. And then the other one, and again, I apologize, I was going to go podcast live April 1st. No April Fool's intended. But I just had a little, I'm kind of meticulous, so a little more things to tweak on. And so I decided to tweak that to perfection and then roll out. The plan is April, May 1st. And so those are the two projects that I'm diligently working on right now.
Right, exciting. Is the Empower Teen, is that in person locally to you, or is it across the whole country?
It will be something that will be local to the schools that I have around me,
Okay.
but yet will be posted on social media for hopefully all, the world to see. Because again, like I said, with social media, that kind of connects us from so many different areas. I most recently belonged to a group called Courage Foundation that just finished up. Unfortunately, in I believe it was March 15th was when they ended, but they did a teen takeover, and so it's going to be the director Rhonda gave me all the information, and she said, "I just want you to make it your own." And so I wanted to give it the same kind of name that it would affiliate with Empower Voices, but to empower teens, because a lot of times we say, "Well, you're just not old enough," or "You'll get to that point when you're older." No, our teenagers, we need to give them credit for the intelligence and encourage them that if something doesn't feel right, talk to somebody that you trust. And maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a school counselor. But find that person to talk to and then empower each other. Because, man, there's power in numbers. There is where teenagers feel that pressure, that peer pressure. So let's put good peer pressure to say, hey, let's all make good decisions and let's look out for each other.
Yeah, wow. So it's I know we talked a little bit before we started, and as you're talking, I'm going, wow, you're involved in so many things. I have so much admiration for you and making such a big difference. So it sounds like you also like you work with a wide range of people, right? You got the teenagers, the schools. What are just the types of people that you tend to work with?
Well, I work with families like I said, on the coaching side, which then I would refer over to the empower side after they get out of that. But with, I'm looking to work with businesses that want to promote empowerment to survivors through the workplace. So you'll see a lot of my posts on LinkedIn just saying, how are we supporting people in the workplace? Because if you looked at the statistics, some of them are quite staggering about lost time at work, sometimes ultimately losing a job because of what they're going through. And so how are we not supporting that? Because, we talk about Mental Health Awareness Month, mental health awareness in general. This goes right in line with that. Yeah. And so just those things are so important that we don't just talk in certain groups. It's a comfortable, open discussion everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. So for example, because I want to make sure we remember them, we had 4 homicides, domestic homicides, in just about a month's time already in 2025 here in Nebraska. So I did some major pushing and posts to not only remember them and their families, but also to say this is an issue everywhere. It's not just in big cities. It's everywhere. And some of these happened in smaller towns here in Nebraska. Some of them happened here in Lincoln. So again, what we're trying to break that barrier is to empower that there's resources many times in big towns, but what are we doing for our small towns? What are we doing to protect them when maybe there's a whole police presence in a big town, but maybe there's a couple sheriffs in a small town? How do we keep that survivor and the children protected? So just a lot of the things that I keep bringing to, I do a lot of dear letters, dear employer, dear judge, dear guardian ad litem, dear victim, things like that. So just bringing awareness that it doesn't leave. I know we don't really talk a lot about the Me Too campaign much. However, as you had stated, most people that aren't in it, and understandably, don't know about the Me Too family court. I made a t-shirt and a matching sweatshirt about it because I want that conversation to be open, whether I'm going to Target, whether I'm going to the gas station, whether I'm going to get my nails done. I want to bring that open. And I've been able to do that even just going to the nail salon and getting my nails done. Like, oh, what's that shirt about? Oh, well, let me tell you, it's the domestic violence that's happening through legal abuse in family court. These are the things that you can help a friend or a family member. This is how you can support them. And then ultimately with the survivors, like I told you, if they're in a situation where they cannot, are comfortably feel like they can openly speak about their story, I still want their voice to be heard. And so if they send me their story, I will still share that with our audience.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much, Tammy, for coming by. I really appreciate you sharing so openly about your journey and just everything you're doing with your practice, your coaching practice, as well as Empower Voices, Empower Teens, and all the other amazing things that you're doing. I just really love shining a light on people like yourself where you're just really building something meaningful. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we wrap up, for everybody listening, if they want to connect with you or the movements that you are growing, where should they go to find you?
Well, they can email me at theempowervoices@gmail.com. They can always text me 531-310-1061. Or they can go to the website, theempowervoices.com. They can find me on LinkedIn. And we just added a Facebook page as well. Again, it goes in affiliation with the Adcock Coaching just because everybody knows me as the founder of both. So, but I would love to hear from people, like I said, even if, you know, it's just a listening ear. It's amazing. Someone just saying, I just wanted to share my story with you. I've never had anybody that's listened. That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Tammy. We're just looking forward to seeing how you take things to the next level with Empower Voices. So we'll see everybody next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.